This is Pure Radio. Joining me tonight in the studio, we've got Stone Soul River and just two members of the band. There are three, but the other person obviously has better things to do. How dare he? So joining me tonight is Carl and Michael. Hi, guys.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Okay.
Let's talk about yourselves then. Stone Soul River. Where does the name come from? It sounds a little bit obscure, really.
Where does the name come from?
I was skiving off work sometime and I just kind of thought of it. Yeah, it just kind of came into my head.
I'm skiving. Oh, that's a bit Stone Soul River of me, that.
We originally, when we got the band together, we were going to be called, I think it was like the Wild Palms or something like that.
Yeah.
So we were tying around with that, and then Cal just said one day, he says, you know, why don't we call it Stone Soul River? Like, yeah, okay. And then we changed it to SOLE. Take the connotation away because we didn't want people to think we're a soul band.
People still do though.
People still misspell it left, right, and centre. But you know, otherwise, it's we kind of like it's just a groovy name, and it kind of harked back to those band names like Mother Love Bone and people like that. You know, Stone Temple Pilots and all that kind of thing. So that's kind of why we took it.
Do you get anybody trying to be really smart and going, oh, soul, SOLE? Does that mean Rubber Soul by the Beatles then? Are you going into the Beatles?
We came up with the name and then read into it of saying, like, well, Stone was supposed to represent the kind of hard rock side of it, and Soul, as in SOLE, was one, it was individual, and River because it was kind of flowy and melodic.
I really like that. I like it when bands put a bit of thought into the name.
Yeah, it was kind of afterthought. We came up with a name and then thought, right, okay, you know, and that was
we
it.
Need a reason now. Yeah. So speaking about your music then, from finding out a bit about you, it sounds like you straddle sounds from the past with that of the future. What the heck does that come up with when you actually get in the studio to record your stuff?
A lot of retro influences. Kind of contemporary. You know, it's a big mix because we do everything really. You know, we're kind of into so much stuff from hard rock right down to like acoustic folky stuff. Mm-hmm. And we like kind of playing across the board. You know, we kind of like try to cover as many bases as possible. So
it's whatever floats your boat, really.
Yeah, I think it's like.
Now, it also says that you write things from 3 minutes long to epic 8 minute songs. Mm. Are you inspired by Pink Floyd, or is it just because you just get in the studio and really love something so much you don't know when to stop?
I just don't think we're very good at writing short songs.
We keep going, well, that piece would be great in there, let's stick it in.
I'm going to stick that in the kitchen sink, yeah. Bands like Pink Floyd, yeah, a lot of the progressive rock thing we're into, you know. I mean, we've got some new stuff we've been working on that's very progressive in the sense of a lot of changes, a lot of time signature changes, real kind of messed up, you know, very dynamic, very heavy to very melodic, and yeah, that kind of Pink Floyd influences and stuff like that. But at the same time, we kind of also think that I think playing sometimes lengthy pieces is not going to be that radio friendly to a point.
The CD that you've got with you at the moment, what sort of things does that CD have on it? What stage are you at?
Well, we've got two. We did one which was kind of all electric stuff. Again, what we were talking about before, kind of a couple of 3 minute songs right through to kind of more lengthy progressive pieces like Ocean Song, Lost Sun and stuff like that. And then earlier this year we just did a completely acoustic album, our EP, you know, six tracks on it.
Now, you've been recording your stuff at Shed Studios in the lovely Romley, so how's that experience been for you?
That's fantastic, yeah.
Really good.
We've been going there for our first recording we did a couple of years ago, the first EP we did with John. John Slater is the producer, sound guy that owns the studio, and we went in there the first time, and then the second time, the third time, the fourth time, because it's just a great place to work, and John's really cool to work with because he lets you really kind of screw around. You know, I mean, we come up with some mad ideas of recording things. You know, we'd be going in the studio and it's like, I want this sound, so we get the basic songs, and it's like, Carl brought a candelabra down to the studio, and it was great. We had this candelabra, and I said, well, I want some. It was on the beginning of Lost Sun, we want these little chime things, so we mic'd up this candelabra. And we were hitting it with like paintbrushes and pens and
forks
and stuff, just to get different tones out of it. All the while, the studio fees are fucking up and up. We're spending 2 hours screwing around with a candelabra.
It didn't work.
It didn't work, actually. We ended up using something completely different to get this effect on the beginning.
You're going to perform a little song for us now. Well, not emphasis on the little, because it's quite a long one, isn't it?
Reasonably.
But that's because it's good.
Yeah, possibly.
And what's the name of your tune?
This is Upon Weathered Sands.
Thank you.
just as fast as I can. Yeah, I'm running through all that I
taking my love's taking my love's taking my